Hello. Thank you for bearing with me this evening and tuning into another edition of the radio show where mean meets saccharine. That would be maraschino melodrama. Let's see. So I did not have a mid-air break because this one is a bit of a shorty due to the technical difficulties we experienced earlier. So I'm just going to do a very quick rundown and then I'm going to get the hell out of here. You just heard Downtown Rockers by Tom Tom Club, Hey Man by Johnny Zammit, Hey Salone by Ronnie Spector, Look Sharp by Joe Jackson, Tonight by The Go-Go's, a very strange song, Number One by Bill Moss, Shinito Shinito by Roy Cooter, Going to a Go-Go by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, I Like Boys by Missing Persons, Royal Wee by MFC Chicken, and starting off tonight's set, Queen of Las Vegas by the B-52s. The cherry on top for the evening would be Tina, the Go-Go Queen by Tav Falco and Panther Burns. So stay tuned for the Wiggle Room up next, 8 to 9. We've got the mostly ghostly sarcophagi coming at ya. And just amusing, but I feel like that was maybe one of my most Little Stevens underground garage-friendly playlists yet. In any case, so long and sayonara. This is me signing off. Cordially yours, DJ Shangri-La.
No. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Sarcophagi here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU. This is the Wiggle Room. had to make a wiggle sound. You know, last year I had a show, obviously, the Perplexiterium, and that was my Halloween debut. Well, I'm kind of ripe that I didn't get a chance to spend my Halloween with all of y'all this year, so I'm going to have Halloween with you right now. Absolutely. It's Halloween for the holidays. That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's always Halloween, far as I'm concerned. That's right. My heart is filled with pumpkin pie and, you know, Halloween candy. It ain't full of candy corn. It's filled with children of the corn. That's right. As I've always said, my humor is corn on the macabre. I'll let that sink in. Oh my God. Let's just get the show started, shall we?
Creep on in, on in, on in.
Thank you. ask me that question by closing its leaves and swallowing it.
Okay, what you just listened to, first song was, I've Got Five on It, featuring Michael, what's his name, Michael Marshall, the Tethered Mix, by Lunas, from the movie Us, that amazingly cool movie by the one and only Jordan Peele. Yes, yes, love myself and Jordan Peele. Now that there, brothers, is a crazy brother that I would love to meet. Love to meet, absolutely. Song after that was Nightmare from Brain Bug. Another cool cut. Love Me Dracula by Miko. Y'all know how much I love myself to Miko. You know, Star Wars and Close Encounters and the disco version of The Wizard of Oz, which I scored me a copy of The Wizard of Oz. What was it? It was a 12-inch extended mix of it, a remix of it. It's a yellow LP because it's the Yellow Brick Road. That's right. And song after that, Venus Flytrap and the Bug by Stevie Wonder from the album The Secret Life of Plants. That's a wonderful album. The man's a genius, and that particular cut is creepy because it's, you know, Halloween for the holidays. That's right. Let's get back to the show. Three friends play a game they haven't played in years. They're about to find out why.
Yo, roll.
No! No!
Mabel, girl, hush. Who the hell are you?
I'm Dr. Cootie, and you broke the rules. There's supposed to be four players. I guess I'll be the fourth. Angela Bassett, Viola Davis, and Academy Award-winning Octavia Spencer stars in Human Centipede 4, The Game of Cootie. Written and directed by Jordan Peele.
Circle, circle, dot, dot. You will die for a cootie shot.
Speaking of Human Centipede...
Your love, oh, like a centipede that's hot.
Centipede by Reba Jackson, written by Michael Jackson. That's right. Let me tell you a little aside. When I first heard that song, Centipede, I was like, oh, well, she's got a cute little voice, whatever. But then when I heard her cut loose at the end, where she goes, rah, 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 that kind of thing, I say to myself, oh my God, they were letting her hold back so at the end she could really sell that song. Well, years later, a friend of mine told me, that ain't Reepy, that's Martha Wash. And then I was like, well, damn, what a mediocre singer that Reepy Jackson is. Oh, well, back to the show.
Halloween. Jack, that's what a monster kid likes. Bella was the best, slash Cooper owns the rest. That's what a monster kid likes. Monster Channel Worldwide, Monster Kid Drive!
Presenting a transmission. Is there anybody out there? Over. Is there anybody? You don't need everything. No more. That's why you don't get nervous.
Yeah! superstar. The world's a stage in which he plays. Living and loving is a lonely game. Women, they fall at his feet. While men fear him, I'm very discreet. His name brings terror to all of those who try to cross him. Once before, here we stroll. Here we stroll.
Here we stroll.
Here we stroll. The devil's son in law. Big boy skeleton.
Monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all but digging the sounds. He got on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you of the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Penny sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
you'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash. Mash good. Easy, Guru, you impetuous young boy.
Okay, what you just listened to, you just listened to, of course, you will listen to Centipede, of course. But then there's the song after that. That's what monster kids like, the Mad Bloods. Yeah, they're a group based in Australia, some good friends of mine. Especially Raoul Mad Blood. Yes. He interviewed me, Dr. Sarcophaga. Yes. It was a fun interview. You gotta look that up on YouTube, the Mad Bloods. Of YouTube channel. After that, you heard I'm the Sly by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. That's right. Love it. See, when I first heard that song, it was back when I was a kid, and there was a TV show called Slime TV. Yeah, it was a horror show hosted by Dr. Slime. And that was the horror host that I loved watching when I was living down in Charlottesville, Virginia. Dr. Slime. And I'm the Slime, Frank Zappa. Song after that, the theme from Petey Wheatstraw, Rudy Ray Moore. Petey Wheatstraw, the Devil's Son-in-Law, sung by, Nat Dove and the Devils. They didn't mention who the lady's name is. I can figure it out, but I'm not gonna. I love that stupid movie. Right up my alley. Just campy, ridiculous, and ghetto. Very ghetto. Very, how do you say? It's a ethnic horror film. Blaxploitation at its worst best. Very entertaining, but fun. What made me laugh when I looked up Petey Wheatstraw, to watch it, because I hadn't watched it in Never needing to know it existed. There's actually a blues singer named Petey Wheatstraw, so it made me wonder whether or not Rudy Ray Moore asked for permission. Well, maybe the guy was dead by that time. I don't know. But anyway, or maybe Petey Wheatstraw was one of those blues singers that you always hear at the crossroads making a deal with the devil. Who knows? It'd be cool if it's true. But you gotta see that movie, Petey Wheatstraw, the Devil's Son-in-Law, right up my alley. Craziness. And after that, one of my favorite horror hostesses or hosts on the planet, Penny Dreadful, she did her version of Monster Mash. Now, everybody knows I hate the song Monster Mash. Hate it. But I love myself some Penny Dreadful. And Count Gordeval did a version of it as well. Love that version as well. Hate the song still, but I still love when my horror host pals do a... do that song. Alright, back to the show, my friends.
When the USS Salt passes through a strange cloud formation, the ship and its entire crew come out the other side miniaturized. Until they can find a way to reverse the process, they are sent on medical adventures that no man has gone before.
Captain Grass, we've exhausted every available, every conventional resource we have, and we're sending you on an urgent mission to find out what is ailing Ambassador Tulak Glok of the Klingon Empire. If you can determine the cause of his illness, it may well advance diplomatic exchanges between us and the Empire.
Absolutely, Admiral Grave. As long as we aren't sent on yet another proctological survey. I mean, I speak for the entire crew when I
say... Sorry, Captain Glass. Your mission does, unfortunately, require yet another journey into regions most nether. Our scan suggests that it's something artificial, possibly alien in nature, but...
Fine. We'll go. We'll put on the hazmat suits, break out the aerosol freshener pellets, and beam ourselves up that Klingon's bum.
We are the Borkish, and we will make this being our new host form.
Captain, we can't continue firing our phasers at a creature. My tricorder reading suggests that close proximity with it is dampening our personal deflector shields. At the present rate of reduction, we could accidentally set off a gas pocket.
Yeah, I get it, Mr. Reebok. We'll be incinerated. Wait. I have an idea. Ever heard of Molotov cocktails, my Vulcan friend? Captain,
this is no time for alcoholic beverages.
Just follow my lead. Our shields are still holding strong enough for what I have in mind. Ship, beam us up and on my mark. Reebok, fire at that power. Fire in the butthole! Jump him up!
It burns us! It burns us!
Star Trek. Intruder. Alert.
And rattlings, your blood has been curdled. We know what to do.
Your skin has the creepies. I wonder what's happening. You're safe in our hands. We will take care of you. By the Ghostbusters, spirits and demons, beware. By the Ghostbusters, wherever you're hiding out there. We know what you're up to. We're ready for anything. We're bold and we're fearless and never afraid. We're always prepared. We're right there with everything. With us on the job, trouble soon paid. The Ghostbusters do it again.
Ghostbusters!
ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Don't get caught alone, oh no. When it comes through your door, unless you just want some more, I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't hear you.
What you just listened to, watching TV, from Ron Dante, singer, producer, and songwriter of the Archies, a song done for Mr. Lobo of Cinema Insomnia fame, a wonderful horror host, dear friend of mine. A song after that from the TV show The Ghostbusters with Larry Storch, Forrest Tucker, and Bob Burns as the gorilla. After that was a remix from another Ghostbusters TV show cartoon related to the previous Ghostbusters that I was just mentioning, featuring also a gorilla. And of course, Ghostbusters Ray Parker Jr. of the film. Yes. So we had a pretty good night of Halloween for the holidays. It was so much fun having you all here to listen to that and me being able to join you for Halloween. So let me close the night out with Michael Jackson's Ghost. You know, some more ghost stuff. And I'll see you again real soon here on The Wiggle Room, WFMU, Sheena's Jungle Room.
Meanwhile,
can you believe that it's been a full year since we moved our show over to Sheena's Jungle Room? It really seems like we only just got here.
It's true.
I can't believe, after almost 25 years, we're finally broadcasting somewhere with a little class and sophistication.
Oh, is that what the kids are calling it these days? I hadn't realized.
Why? It seems like it was only yesterday that Mr. Fab was grilling me on the Ten Commandments of radio. Chris O was showing me where the key to the wiggle room is hidden, for just such an occasion. I feel like Scott 67 and Hyperdose are new to my radio social circle, but really, I know them well enough to have them take care of my cats if I needed to leave for the weekend or something.
Yes, they really do make a bot feel at home, or, at least, no longer persecuted, feeling the need to roam the wastelands for all eternity, hoping to someday square off with my maker in a deadly struggle that will make a great novel or movie someday.
Didn't we just do that one for Halloween?
Oh, right. There was that other holiday too, with all the food and complaining family members and, for some reason, a sports ball game, too. What's that one again?
Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm still in a state of food paralysis, to be honest. I know I shouldn't have gone back for a third helping, but those sweet potatoes are just irresistible.
Every year, it's the same thing. You eat too much, you vow never to eat that much again. Then, the following year, you eat too much. You can practically set your watch to it. In a lot of ways, you are the most ridiculous human I know.
How many other humans do you know?
Mostly just you and the Ramen City kid. Oh, and Heather, too.
I was gonna say, you never miss her New Year's party, no matter what's going on.
She just gets me on such a deep level, I don't think of her as human anymore.
That's sort of weird, and probably something else I should worry about eventually.
I guess we're supposed to talk about what we're grateful for, or something. I'm kind of lost when it comes to these human holidays.
What? No, we did that on Thursday, in fact. There's almost nothing you can possibly celebrate on November 29th. Unless you celebrate the entire world listening to Christmas music until sometime in February.
How dare you? Have you not forgotten one of the most important holidays for all radio and record collecting nerds out there?
Wait a minute. November 29th, 1972 was the day Pong was released by Atari. And they picked that date because...
Because it was the anniversary of the day Thomas Edison first demonstrated the phonograph, in 1877.
Whoa! It's the 145th anniversary of the phonograph! Hold on. I even have that marked on the calendar. Damn, how could I have forgotten that?
Easily, apparently.
Well, this is the perfect opportunity for me to finally take action and get some of these records and tapes and CDs cleaned up here in the Lava Lamp Lounge. In the last year, there's just been too many messes that I haven't even considered trying to clean up for some reason. I guess I was thinking someone would do it for me. Over there, you can see all the piles of different albums I pulled, trying to find stuff to fill out the shows. And there's the gear I use to record the live guests when they come and join me on the patio, just sitting in a pile over there. Cables all willy-nilly, microphones just out and about. Someone should have done something about that ages ago. And here's all the leftover bits from the chunks I cut out of old shows for the occasional rerun now and then, just sitting on the floor here.
Occasional.
Wow, there's a ton of havoc left over from the monkey mutation madness and the robot radio revolution that happened this summer. There's Throne 7 Inches and manifestos against the human race everywhere.
Some of those are mine. Sorry.
And here's the worst crime of all. On the 145th anniversary of the phonograph, a huge pile of new LPs and other vinyl that is yet to even be played on the show. Just sitting in the smallest, darkest corner, collecting dust and feeling neglected.
That might be one of the saddest piles of records I have ever seen.
Okay, you know what this calls for.
No, but I'm etc. You're going to cliche me all about it.
Mid-Valley.
It's time for some Thanksgiving leftovers.
Mutations.
2 hours of stuff we've been meaning to get to.
Consider a little drink.
Hello, little drink.